Hey man, what are you doing? Tell him to put the mic to Sheikh is beginning with this opening. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the first one who will intercede for us, the first one who shall cross the Sirat, the first one who shall enter paradise. I bear witness he has conveyed the message. He has fought and struggled in Allah's path the way he should struggle. And may Allah bless those who are struggling on his sunnah. And begin. The lecture deals with correcting our hearts. The purification of the heart is one of the most important things that we have become negligent about. Your limbs would not be correct until your heart is correct. What virtue do you get from your limbs if your heart is not a part of it? How can you benefit from what you hear if your heart is not a part of it? Some of the old scholars used to say knowledge of the heart is the basis of all knowledge. If a man's heart is corrupt, the rest of his life is in trouble. Once a person's heart is corrupt, he will not understand anything. Allah mentions that there are those who listen to the Quran, speaking about the disbelievers, but they get no benefit because there is a covering over their hearts. And as a result of this covering, they do not benefit from their hearing the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why some of them, when they come from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say, what in the world was he saying a few moments ago? Allah says, these are the ones whose hearts have been sealed. And amongst them that listen to you, and we have placed on their hearts coverings. They don't understand. Allah explains that they're being distant from the truth, that this is amazing. They're running like livestock from a lion or carnivorous animal because of the conditions of their heart. How can a person understand fiqh if his heart is dead? How can he understand the sunnah if his heart is dead? How can he understand his belief system if his heart is corrupt? Look, if your heart is corrupt, the rest of your life is in trouble. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in the body is a piece of flesh. If it is sound, the whole body is sound. If it is corrupt, the whole body is corrupt. It's the heart. My brothers and sisters, Allah mentions the importance of the heart. It mentions that every part of your body you're responsible for. Your hearing, your sight, and your heart, you will be questioned about these things on Yawm al-Qiyamah. In a hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, every son of Adam is going to get a share of adultery and fornication. His eyes commit adultery, his ear commit adultery, his hands, his tongue, and his private parts either prove it truthful, what has gone into his heart, or it belies it by staying away from it. Your success in the life to come depends on the soundness of your heart. Allah says, everybody shall be in a source of loss or shall fail except the one who comes with a sound heart. With a sound heart. He said the knowledge of the state of our hearts is a knowledge that has passed the Muslims for a long time. The Prophet ﷺ said, don't you know that the first thing that shall pass away of knowledge is that you shall enter the masjid and you will not see anybody in the masjid who is submissive and humble in his prayer before Allah. None of your deeds will have any benefit if your heart is dead. Imam Ahmad narrates in Abu Dawud and Tabarani from Thawban, the Prophet ﷺ said, the nation have come close to coming up against you altogether. The same way people come down and eat and consume a feast prepared for them. He said, shall we be small in numbers in this day? Prophet ﷺ said, no, you shall be abundant. You shall be a lot. Your numbers shall be great. Said we need to recognize that, look, all of the oil, most of the oil that is used for fueling these countries, these nations, they are beneath the feet of the Muslims. Says, look, yet we are not utilizing it the way it is supposed to be utilized. He says, look, in addition to that, all of the other minerals and the gems, our countries are rich with minerals and other products. All of these are found in the Muslim countries. He said, actually, if we were to look at the weaponry and the potential that we have, we would be in a position above America and all of the other places if it were to be utilized. He said, the Prophet ﷺ, when he spoke about the people, he said that they shall be like the foam on the ocean. That is the dirt and the other stuff that the river carries and it gathers on top. Allah mentions also in the Quran when He gives an example of truth and falsehood. He says that the river comes, and along with this, it has foam and the other type of unnecessary things along with it. As for the water and that which benefits mankind, it remains. As for the other part, it goes out useless. He he said the Prophet وسلم, he likened us to something that is less than that in the future. Less than that. He likened us to the trash that gathers along with the foam. He said, Allah shall take away the awe that your enemy once had for you. He said, look, the Prophet ﷺ is pointing out that the disease shall come from your hearts. It will come from your hearts. This is the reason why we are no longer in the position where we're supposed to be. We are no longer doctors for the communities and the societies and the nation anymore. Allah shall put in your hearts al-wahan. The companion says, what is wahan? He said, love of this dunya, and you will hate to meet Allah and to die. This is not to be the characteristic of the believer. Allah says, how many prophets struggle, and along with them were righteous people, and they never became weak because of what befell them fi sabilillah. They never became weak and lost heart. He says, the person whose heart becomes sick, you fear that his whole being shall follow in sickness.
قرية قرية ومدينة مدينة استغرق في مسيره من العراق إلى بيت المقدس 20 عاما.
Ibrahim left Iraq traveling fi sabilillah for 20 years, moving from Nimrod and going to spread Allah's message to everyone that he could meet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not praised him with anything greater than the praise when he said he came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sound heart. He came to Allah with a sound heart. This is the most important knowledge that we need to understand to correct our hearts, because everything else follows. It is compulsory on each individual to know those things that will better the condition of your heart. This is agreed upon by all of the scholars. He said the smallest amount of sickness is dangerous in respect to the heart. Greatness is my role. This is a hadith al-Qudsi. And my honor. Whoever tries to get a portion of that, Allah shall disgrace him. Pride then is one of the diseases that should not be in the heart. Whoever has the smallest amount, an atom's weight of arrogance in his heart, Allah shall make haram for him paradise, and he shall not enter it. Ibn Qayyim said, there is no act, physical act of worship that Allah has made compulsory on us, except that He has made compulsory on us a similar act of worship for the state of our hearts. That there is an act, any act of worship, the heart should be consistent with that act. in turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person gets a person that he only receives a half of his prayer, the rewards, a third, a fourth, until he only receives a tenth. He says, a person only receives from his salah what he understands, what he concentrates on with his heart as he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah praises those, when Allah praised the believers in the Quran, He didn't praise them with nothing but ruku', bowing, or sajda. He said those to successful amongst the believers are those who are humble within before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their hearts are humble. In every aspect of our lives, it is important for us to watch the state of our hearts. Says every act that we do is connected with the state of our hearts. Don't you know that there is nothing behind your deeds unless your heart is correct? Don't you know the hadith of Ibn Umar, where he said that the Prophet ﷺ said, people will only be rewarded according to their intention, the state of their hearts. Says, why is there a difference between the people of the fire and the people of hell? What is the difference? The difference is the state of their hearts, the niyyah, the intentions that they had to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the companions were requesting a hadith from the Prophet Abi Huraira. Someone asked him, said, narrate to us something. He started to narrate it and he passed out. He got up again, they asked him again, he passed out before he could open his mouth. For the third time he passed out. He says, I will tell you about this hadith that I heard from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the first people who shall be fuel for the fire on Yawm al-Qiyamah at 3, a shaheed, a person who is wealthy, and one who is a reciter of the Quran. The shaheed shall be brought, the one who fought with his life, fi sabilillah. Allah shall say, did I not benefit you and bestow my blessings on you? What have you done? He shall say, my Lord, I fought for you until I was killed in your path. Allah shall say, you did this because you wanted to people to say that you were brave. You wanted them to say this. It was said, Allah shall say, take him to the fire. He got shahada, but ended the hellfire. He says he was to the people a shaheed, but because of the corruptness of his heart, he was taken to the fire. The rich person will be brought. What have you done with what I have blessed you with? I have left no path except that I spent in your path. Says, no, you did this so that the people would say you're generous. And it was said that you were generous. Take him and cast him to the hellfire. The reciter of the Quran shall be brought. What have you done with the blessings that I have bestowed upon you? I recited the Quran throughout the night and the day for your sake. Allah says, you did this so the people could say you were a good reciter. It was said, that is your reward. Take him to the fire of hell.
فقال تعالى إن المنافقين يخادعون الله وهو خادعهم وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا
يراءون الناس. The hypocrites, they, their acts are not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah puts it in the Quran, they pray. But Allah says their prayer is not for Him. They do it for the people. Because of the corruptness of their hearts, their deeds shall be of no consequence and of no benefit them on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Know that if you bring something out of your pocket and you spend it and your heart is not correct, your focus is not on Allah, you shall receive no benefit from it. Says the Jannah shall be made close to the people. It shall be brought close to the people. To who? Those people whose hearts are clean. Those people who? Those people who come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a pure heart, Allah will say to them, go to paradise. When are we going to search our hearts? When are we going to try and correct it? After death? When are we going to try and correct it? When? Brothers and sisters, when? Says, I cannot deal with it in the time that we have. But if we cannot cover everything, then just let us do a portion of it. Perhaps it will be of some benefit. He said, the sickness of the heart or the diseases of the heart are more, this is Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, are more than you have in terms of your physical body. The diseases of the heart, they outnumber the physical illnesses that we experience. Allah created the earth. It was moving. This is what someone asked, I think he said Abu Talib. Said, and he created the mountain to keep it. What was greater than that? He said, the water. He said, what was greater than that? The clouds. He said, after that, Ibn Adam. He says, and the greater than his sleep was his anxiety. He said, look, if a person can't sleep, if he loses sleep, it almost destroys his whole physical well-being if he cannot sleep. He said, look, brothers and sisters, we are sick, but we need to find a cure. The sickness is the sickness of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks about the hypocrites, He says in their hearts is a disease, and Allah increases that disease. Brothers and sisters in faith, this needs to be explained. Each disease and the cure for it. He says, look, you don't cure a person who has a bad disease in his stomach with the same way you cure a cancer patient. Each disease has a specific type of cure and remedy. This is why it would take a long time if we had to deal with each disease specifically. Said some things are immediate. That is for us to remember Allah abundantly. Allah hasn't created any limb except that it has an important function. He says the eye is to see. No benefit if it doesn't see. The ear to hear. If you don't use it for this, no benefit. Says the heart for remembrance of Allah. What purpose then is behind the heart if it has no remembrance of Allah in it? He says it's not just mentioning Allah with your lips. This is not dhikr. But the heart should be totally involved when you do this. The purpose of salah is for this. Allah says that the salah, He has commanded and legislated it so that you may remember Him. Same thing with fasting. Allah mentioned that it is for dhikr. The same thing with hajj, so that you may remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same thing Allah mentions when He mentions sacrificing, so that you may remember Allah, your hearts, and that you may honor and hold Allah in awe within. Allah says, O you who believe, remember Allah abundantly. He commands you to do this. He says when He speaks about those successful, those who remember Allah standing, lying down, sitting. He says, look, when He commanded the Prophet says, praise Him throughout the day and the night, indicating that all your time is supposed to be directed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says you have the best example in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For who? The one who has hope for Allah in the life to come and remembers Allah abundantly. This is the first one. The second one is to remember death. The second one is to remember death and to prepare for it. The Prophet ﷺ said, remember the thing that will destroy all pleasure. Remember death. He said, death is a sufficient warner. Says, look, don't you know that the grayness that you have in your beard should be sufficient to prevent you from doing evil? Because you're coming close to what Allah has promised you. This should be sufficient for you to stop disobeying Allah. You're on the way to the grave. It is sufficient for Islam and the shade, the grave, to be a warner for you. We have to prepare. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was directing this to the brothers who were the youth of the Islamic nation in his time. He said to Ibn Umar, look, be in this dunya as if you're a stranger or one that just is passing through. He said he was the one who wanted to fight. When he was 14 and 15, he was allowed. When the Prophet ﷺ died, he was less than 20. The Prophet turned to him and said, look, be in this dunya as if you're a stranger or one just passing through. Ibn Umar used to say, look, if you get up in the morning, don't expect that you're going to live until the evening. If you happen to make it to the evening, don't think that you're going to live until the morning. Don't expect that death would not come upon you. Remembrance of death is one of the things that livens and brings to life the heart. remembering death. Says we have to keep this in mind. It is one of the cures for the heart. He says, one of the companions used to say, death is coming, where can I run from it? Death is coming, where can I run? The Prophet ﷺ was speaking about some of his companions who were on Ja'far, Zayd. That all of those were going to die. Each one of them used to prepare for death. Says when Ja'far took the pledge, he says, why is Jannah keeping away from me? Its beauties and its amenities, the rivers, he was prepared to meet Allah. So he took the banner on the battlefield. They cut off his hands. He took it with the other joints that remained until they cut him in two. When that was finished, Abdullah ibn Rawaha took it. He says, I swear by Allah, you soul of mine, you will be there today, or you will be forced to do this. Why are you hating Jannah? He's saying to himself, running from death. The Sheikh said the other thing is the diseases that befall other people. We should learn from them and it should help us in our hearts. And we should be thankful to Allah that what has befallen other people has not befallen us. Brothers, these are three things that should waken your heart. Just three. He says, as for the general cures, things that Allah has brought the nation upon. The first four commands. Iqra, iqra, the first thing. Read. When Jibreel asked the Prophet ﷺ to read, he thought it meant to read from a book. He said, I cannot read. Then Allah, the angel said, read in the name of Allah, the one who created. Says, read what was meant in of the signs that Allah has given you in His creation, to see that it is something that only Allah the Merciful can create. Allah says, don't you look at the camel the way it is created, the sky the way it was built, the mountains the way they have been, the sky how we perfected it, and it has no imperfection, and that we have created things in pairs. Allah has created it for those assigned, clear, for those people who turn to Him in repentance. And Allah mentions how He sends down the rain and causes vegetation to come up, bring life to an earth that is dead. This is a sign for people who turn to Allah in repentance. We should, if looking into Allah's creation does not carry you to honor and to hold Allah in awe, then what will do? Says, if you don't have iman from looking into what Allah has created, then what is going to happen? And if you do this, then for sure a person will hold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in awe in his heart. Allah says, and when Allah showed Ibrahim the dominion of the heavens and the earth, why? So that he may be of those who have certainty. So this produces certainty in the heart. This is one. Says this is something that will bring life to the heart. It says we try to develop our muscles and our bodies, and we are negligent about the purity of our hearts. The Prophet when he spoke about the people who should have shade on a day when there is no shade, the justy man, a young man who grew up in Allah's worship, and he mentioned all of them, and he said in the last one, a person who remembers Allah by himself, remembers Allah, and his eyes started to shed tears. The hypocrite says, the hypocrite, when he sees the signs of Allah, only one eye sheds tears. As he grows, both eyes. And as he grows more, more comes. This is the hypocrite. He can't help but to see that Allah is Allah through looking at His creation. The Prophet Aisha said, don't let Abu Bakr lead the prayer. He is too soft-hearted. He cannot read the Quran without crying. Don't let him lead the prayer. They won't even be able to hear him in the salah. Ibn Abbas, because of constant crying, he had permanent marks on his face. There is no God worthy of worship other than Allah.